comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this 26th episode of Frank's Music Free For All podcast. This is the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. This is our 2008 Christmas special edition. I always like to do a Christmas episode because, Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and I think there's some really great Christmas music, so I like to bring that to you. And today, to help me do that, I have with me a special guest. I have my sister, Stephanie.
Hello!
Stephanie also loves Christmas.
Yes, I do. It's my favorite holiday.
She really likes to decorate everything with Christmas, like everything.
Yeah. Everything in the house has some sort of Christmassy thing on it.
Yeah, like if it didn't before, it does now.
And
yeah. So I thought it would be fun for me and Steph to do the show together, since she is probably the Christmassiest person I know, and we have very similar musical taste for the most part. So I thought it would be a good cooperation.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very fitting, because if you look outside...
That's right. It did snow yesterday.
A lot of snow.
So it...
sets the scene for us.
And we're hearing that it's going to snow possibly on Christmas Eve, too.
Yeah, and I'm really excited, because I don't think we've had a white Christmas
for a few
years, right?
Since that, like, 5 or 6 years ago, when there was, like, the blizzard on Christmas...
Oh, that was a big
blizzard. Christmas Day.
I think that was probably the last time we had, like, any...
I think that was the last time it snowed on Christmas.
Heavy-duty snow.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm excited about shoveling snow, but anyway, as always, I just want to remind you that there are several ways to contact me. First and foremost is the website, www.frankpodcast.tk, where you can download the episodes and the playlists to go with them. You can go to send me an email at frankpodcast@gmail.com. Send me an instant message. The AIM screen name is Frank Podcast. And then, of course, there's the Twitter, twitter.com/frankpodcast. You're seeing a theme here. So there are many plentiful ways to contact me. So please do take advantage of them. All right, well, let's get down to the music. That's what we're here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What's
our first song for today?
Well, the first song we have today is something that we chose. It's by someone who I know you and I both really love, for Christmas. There's nothing quite like the sound of the voice of Perry Como.
He is one of my favorite people for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Perry Como, we grew up listening to Perry Como songs at Christmas time. So, I mean, we're just smiling thinking
about
it.
It's memories.
It is. It's really happy memories, and we're just like smiling.
Good memories.
Thinking about it. Yeah. So, my favorite Perry Como song, which I played on my last Christmas episode, is Christ is Born, which is a really, really nice...
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It really is.
Another one, though, that's very closely associated with him is There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays.
Classic.
It's a classic, yeah, totally. So I think this is a really good way to start off the show, just because it's kind of gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
Gets you in the mood. So here's There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays by Perry Como.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
That was Perry Como with the Christmas classic, Home for the Holidays.
Great song that we both love so much. Like I said before, we grew up listening to that song. Because why don't we tell them, our dad used to make these cassettes, these tapes, back when cassettes were like the standard mixtapes of Christmas music. And we've got, I don't know, like 30.
We have a lot.
A ton of them. Because he made one every year.
Like they're the best. They're the best.
Yeah, he made like one every year, and then he's got a whole bunch that were store-bought, and then he started making CDs, and he's got a store-bought CD collection.
We probably have the most Christmas music of any household.
We have tons of Christmas music that we just listen to pretty much constantly from the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's when I the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, I break out all the tapes, all the CDs, everything. And I get ready to start watching.
Because we still have cassette players hooked up to our stereos and everything, so in pretty much every room.
We're old school.
Everywhere there's a stereo, we have a cassette player, actually. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's very, very festive. And that's one of our favorites, because there's a lot of Perry Como stuff on our dad's tapes. So to us, Perry Como is very much like Mr. Christmas.
We're huge fans.
Huge fans. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Somebody else who we're huge fans of.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Steph is a Beatle freak as well. Maybe not to the same extent that I am. Not to the same extent that I am.
Almost.
She wishes she could be me.
Okay.
You know where we're going with this, right? Christmas, Paul McCartney, put two and two together, you get...
Best song ever.
Wonderful Christmas Time. This might be a little overplayed.
You know, it is, but you know, I like to think of it not as overplayed, but I think they play it so much because it's so good.
I would agree with you there. But I think, like, I just thought that we knew this song so well because we grew up in, like, a Beatle household.
Yeah, and now I feel like the rest of the world catching on.
Well, I don't know I felt that way, like, 4 or 5 years ago when I started to realize that everyone knows this song.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just us.
To me, it was weird, too, because
wow, okay, this is not, like, one of those Beatles songs that only I know. This is one that, okay, cool.
I've heard it so many times on the radio this year alone, because I listen to the, like, radio stations that only play Christmas music.
I love it so much.
And they're always playing it, and I get really happy, though. Like, I never get, like, sick of this song.
I know.
It's so good. It's very different, too.
It's really different. It doesn't really sound like a Christmas song.
It's very 80s, but in a good way.
I think it might have come out in the late
70s. It came out in 79.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because it was on Back to the Egg.
Yeah. It came out in 79.
It was a single or B-side.
And it wasn't really like widely received until like the 80s. Like people started listening to it. So it was kind of like reborn as an 80s song.
Right. All right, well, here's Paul McCartney and Wings with Wonderful Christmas Time.
The moon spirits up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Paul McCartney and Wings with Wonderful Christmas Time. That's another...
great song.
Yeah, another classic. It's kind of, you know, like we said, it's like a more modern classic.
But yeah.
I would say that now it would be considered a classic.
Just definitely.
Because it gets a lot of airplay, so...
a lot of airplay.
Yeah, so it gets a lot of exposure, so it's become... and it's such a good song that when people hear it so much, they just can't help but love it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just so good.
Yep. That's pretty much all there is to say about it. Because anything else would just be crazy. Now, the next one is one that you really want to
put in. Oh, my God, yes. It's the Christmas song, but it's not the Nat King Cole version that everyone's used to, although that's a very good version. It's my favorite. But this version is by one of my favorite artists in the world, Michael Bublé. Love him so much. This is such a good version of the song. Yeah.
Anything else to add to that?
No.
I'm not what you'd call a Michael Bublé fan.
You should be, but, you know.
Right, but
he's a little weird, so.
I don't listen to his... well, I'm a little weird?
You are not Michael Bublé, no. Definitely not.
Yeah. I don't sit there and like, okay, I'm going to download the new Michael Bublé album.
I mean, not download. which is what I do.
I mean, download off iTunes, of course.
Yeah.
I don't generally do that because I'm not really... into him. I've said this before on the show because I had Shannon on a couple episodes ago and yeah. She likes him too, as you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So what I said then, and I'll say it again, is that I don't I don't go out and pursue his music, but when I hear it, I like it because I'm glad to hear
he's
someone...
He's not a Bublé stalker like I am.
I'm glad to hear someone doing more old school music like the crooners and that kind of stuff.
His style is so... It's just, like, amazing because no one really does that anymore. It's
right,
not,
and that's...
It's, like, fading out, and I feel like
right.
he's bringing it back.
And that's what I appreciate.
Smooth style.
I feel like him and Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Are, like, the only two who still do that. Really?
Really,
I
yeah.
mean, new people. I mean, there's like Perry Como. Not Perry Como. Wow.
Tony Bennett.
Tony
still
Bennett.
Around.
That's what I meant.
And
yeah.
I mean, he's like a legend too. But
right.
I feel
he's
like
still from
the...
that time and everything. So anyway, I don't know. I think what I was trying to say was that regardless of my not being a huge fan of his, I still like this version of this song. Again, the Nat King Cole version is the best version, but I still like this one.
So do I. It's more of like a newer, fresher version. So, here we go. We're going to play the Christmas song by Michael Bublé.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gone to spy, to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
And that's The Christmas Song by Michael Bublé. That's really a good version. I really do like that version a lot.
It is, indeed. Yeah.
I mean, it's not the classic version, but it's still a very good version of the song. So that's Michael Bublé for you.
Love it.
So we've already had The Christmas Song, and now it's time for...
The Christmas Waltz, another one of my absolute favorites. I like it especially because it talks about, like, the sights and sounds of the season.
And we haven't been familiar with the song for very long.
No, I only first heard it, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 years ago, probably. Which is kind of strange, considering it's a pretty old song.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, like, that we didn't know it before.
Yeah. But it's, in the time that I've known it, it's become one of my favorite Christmas songs. So this is Pat Boone with his rendition of The Christmas Waltz.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
A jazzy ending to a really good song, Pat Boone's version of The Christmas Waltz.
Yeah, it was written in 1954, so it's getting up there.
Yeah, it's...
But it's still just as good.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, what do we have next?
Our next song is a Christmas medley, actually, by one of my favorite singers of all time, Karen Carpenter. She has such just a beautiful, beautiful voice, and the Carpenter's Christmas album is probably one of my favorites. And this medley, it begins with Winter Wonderland, goes into Silver Bells, another one of the Christmas songs that I love, and it ends with the classic White Christmas.
Okay. This is another one of your picks.
This is one of the ones I insisted on having.
Right. So, I like the Carpenters, too. Kind of like Michael Bublé. I'm not crazy about the Carpenters, but I do. I mean, Karen Carpenter did have a really beautiful voice, that's for sure. She was very, very talented. So, yeah, here are the Carpenters with a Christmas medley.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. to Wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man, but you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And that was the Carpenters with their Christmas medley.
She really does have a very beautiful voice.
She does.
Yeah. And just the whole sound of the group, you know, whole group, it's just her and her brother, but, and then the, I guess the session musicians. Or do you know if they
And there's some like backup singers too that actually give like a full sound.
And
to
but
it.
Were they like session people or were they like their people?
I don't know. They might have been their people because on a lot of their other tracks they're there. Okay. So I don't really know.
Like aside from Christmas stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So then yeah, they probably were their people. In any case, it's a beautiful sound when you put it all together.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on, we're going to have our next song.
Yeah, now, we mentioned before that Perry Como is one of our favorite Christmas people. The other person, in fact, I'm not sure who I'd put above the other, but yeah. Another person who definitely fits in that category, right up there with Perry Como, is Bing Crosby. I don't know. I'm not sure if maybe Bing goes above Perry or Perry goes above Bing. In any case, they're both really, really good, and I very closely associate them with Christmas. I mean, Bing's White Christmas, I think.
Oh my God!
Is one of the best.
That's the most widely known Christmas song I think.
Probably, and that's like the only version of that song anyone should be allowed to hear. I mean, the Carpenters one that we just heard was very nice.
It's nice, yeah.
Very nice,
but it's nothing.
Yeah, but anyway, that's not what we're gonna play now. What we're gonna play right now is a really great like carol. Like, you know, there's a difference between Christmas songs and Christmas carols. Christmas songs are, like, most of what we've been playing. Pretty much, actually, all of what we've been playing so far. They're Christmas songs. Christmas carols are, like, religious, more old-fashioned Christmas songs. More traditional songs. That's what I'm going for. Now, this is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah, it's an old 18th century song.
Yeah, it's old. And it's a... I don't want to say classic, because classic kind of has the wrong connotation. It sounds more like, I know this is going to sound funny, but classic makes it sound a little too new.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's a very...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's an old song, but it's a beautiful song. And, you know, this is what it talks about what the actual meaning of Christmas is, the original meaning of Christmas, aside from, I mean, of course, you know, friends and family coming together and all that is... a huge, huge part of it, but why do we all come together? You know, that's what,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why. It's not just, okay, it's the dead of winter, let's all get together now. You know, there's a reason behind it. It's because of Jesus. So here is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Bing Crosby.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh.
In Bethlehem, in Jewry, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn.
Oh, tidings of comfort. Joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Bing Crosby with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. I just love his version so much because he has that voice, that booming, deep voice is so God, it's so amazing. He was so talented. I really do love Bing Crosby a lot. I know you do too.
So do I, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why we picked a second song by Bing.
Yes, this next one.
This is more something you wanted to do.
Yes.
We couldn't decide which Bing song we wanted to play.
So we decided, what the hell.
Let's just do them both.
Play both. This one features the Andrews Sisters.
They were a popular group. They were triplets, right? Or not triplets, but they were three sisters.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they were triplets.
They might have been. I don't even know.
I'm not positive on that. But yeah, they were three sisters. Real. I mean, sisters for real. And they, awesome, awesome harmonies.
That's what they were known for. They have the best harmonies.
Yeah, very tight.
Yeah. So this is the 12 Days of Christmas. It's probably one of the oldest Christmas songs that most people know.
Mm.
It was written in the 16th century.
Wow.
So yeah. So this is Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters singing the 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
ten lords a-leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me,
I sent 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters doing the 12 Days of Christmas. A great song, which you don't really hear on the radio all that much. You don't hear this version ever.
You really don't. It's like the song in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that... I mean, I have heard it a few times, really, but it's never been this version. This is my favorite.
Yeah, this is a good version. I'm not... You know, I don't want to call it my favorite, but on the other hand, I don't know what my favorite would be either.
Do you mean your favorite song?
Favorite version of this song.
Oh. I don't know. I've heard a lot. And this is the one that, to me, like, stands out the most.
Yeah. There are a lot of versions. But anyway, this is a really good one. And the Andrews Sisters with Bing really sound great.
They fit together
perfectly.
Yeah,
they do. And actually, this song is a better example of what I was saying before with the first one. With his voice, how deep his the deep tone of his voice.
Yeah.
This song really showcases that more.
Here.
Yeah. So I am really, I really love this song because of that, because it shows how great his voice really is. But moving on to something else.
Something very different.
Very different.
From the past few songs we've played.
Mm-hmm.
This is another rock style.
Yeah, rock
Christmas
pop.
Song.
Rock or pop. Yeah.
Last Christmas by Wham. George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Very good song. It's,
I actually like this song.
Yeah, me too. There have been several other covers of it that
this
I'm not
original.
Crazy about, like Ashley Tisdale, which is just terrible.
Ashley Tisdale.
It's just terrible. Pre-Nose Job, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah. I think.
I remember she lip-synced it, last year or 2 years ago? I guess last year at the Thanksgiving, Macy's Thanksgiving.
I think it was last year.
Probably. Yeah, that was not a pleasant experience.
No.
No. But.
Torture, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a very good song, though.
Yes.
And if she's not singing it.
This is the definitive version of it.
Yes.
Now, there's another one you played for me the other day.
That was Taylor Swift, who I actually love Taylor Swift.
I really don't.
I don't really like that version of her song, of that song particularly.
I really don't like Taylor Swift.
I do like Taylor Swift, though, so. I haven't lost my love for her yet. But, yeah, so this is George Michael, Wham, excuse me, with Last Christmas.
Special.
Wham with Last Christmas. Good song.
Very good song.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheesy. It's not really my usual cup of tea, but it's very catchy.
It's good, though. Yeah, it's... That's the thing about it. Like, it's very, very catchy.
It's very catchy, so it's kind of hard not for me to, like, hum it. It's the kind of thing you sing in the shower,
if I hear,
you know?
Yeah, like, if I hear it once, like, I keep singing it. Singing it.
I hear it, like, in the morning, and the rest of the day is plagued. But, you know, it's a good song still, though. I mean, I don't mind that it plagues me. There are worse songs that could be stuck in my head.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's not that bad. Now, the next thing is another thing that you picked... And I really do like it.
Yeah, this is Sleigh Ride by Vince Gill. Mm-hmm. I really like this rendition of this song because it has a very jazzy sound to it.
Mm.
It's not the typical sound that you hear when you hear this song.
Yeah, my favorite version of this song is the instrumental... Leroy Anderson arrangement, the original
Boston
arrangement.
Boston Pops.
Boston Pops, yeah. Yeah, that's the one we listen to the most.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a
that's
really
the ultimate
problem.
Version of the song.
But I mean, with something like that, you really can't tell which orchestra is playing it, I guess.
You can't, no.
But that's the one that we usually listen to, mm-hmm. because that's on our...
That's usually the first thing I listen to when
that's,
Christmas
yeah,
comes.
It's kind of an unofficial tradition with us, is that we have a tape of a Christmas Boston Pops tape. Like another one of those cassettes that our dad bought way back when. And we listen to it, like, usually the first Christmas music we listen to on Black Friday will be that tape. And this is one of the things on it, so.
Yeah.
Obviously not the Vince Gill version, the Boston Pops version.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's Sleigh Ride by Vince Gill.
Well, just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Getting up, getting up, getting up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather should be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy and we're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather should be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
And that was Vince Gill with Sleigh Ride.
That's just another classic classic song. Everybody knows Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, there's been so many different covers of it.
Mm.
I think everybody in the world knows it by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
The next song
This is one of my picks.
Yeah.
Although we agreed on it, but yeah. I suggested it.
It's one of the best versions of the song I've heard.
Mm-hmm. So everybody knows the song "O Come All Ye Faithful," and I think I hope most people know that it comes from a song that was written in Latin first, "Adeste Fideles," which means "O Come All Ye Faithful," and there's lots of versions of it in English and in Latin. The version that we chose to go with is in Latin, and it's by Andrea Bocelli, who everyone knows is the fourth tenor. He's
unofficial fourth tenor.
Yeah, although he's so good on his own that he doesn't need the other three.
Nope.
Sorry, Luciano Placido and
the other guy.
No.
Jose Carreras.
Jose, yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, I knew that too.
I always forget his name.
It's just the Seinfeld. You have to go with the Seinfeld joke. So, anyway, yeah, Andrea Bocelli is an amazing singer. He's got an amazing voice.
And this is such a powerful, powerful version of this song. It's so, like, strong, and it's, like, loud, and it's good.
I know, right? It's
it's very full-sounding, because there's a lot of, like, instruments going, and it's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, because this was from an album he did of, like, sacred music, and so he had a big orchestra behind him. So it really just sounds amazing when you put it all together.
It almost sounds like you're live at, like, a concert hall.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
it has, like, that echoing effect to
it. And yeah. Well, because, I mean, there was a PBS special to go with it that was recorded live in a church.
Was that, like...
I'm not sure if this audio on the CD, though, is from that or if it was on the studio and then they did a concert. I mean, usually they do it in the studio and then they do a concert, but...
Right.
Could be, I guess. Or maybe, you know, they might have recorded it in the church for the acoustics or something.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I really like that sound.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, here's Adeste Fideles by Andrea Bocelli.
Oh,
that was Andrea Bocelli with Adeste Fidelis.
We forgot to mention that big choir in the background. There's a very big...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That adds a lot to the sound, not just the orchestra.
Good support system in the background,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. A very, very well-done version. And it's definitely one of my favorite versions of this song, if not the favorite. I guess the only other one I can think of at the moment... The only other one I can think of at the moment would be the Bing Crosby version, but
which is good too.
Yeah, but the thing,
because it's Bing, come on.
Yeah, but the thing that bugs me so much about it is that
he can't pronounce the Latin
at all. Adeste Fidelis. I mean, I love his voice. Not good with the Latin.
He sounds a little different on that song. I think it's
yeah.
I think he might have been younger.
I think
his voice
sounded
like
the version
higher.
That we have of it is a little older. I think it's from his radio show in like the '40s. So yeah, he was a lot younger.
Well, now we're going to come to a close.
Tear.
Yeah, no. This was a lot of fun, actually.
This was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Told you.
Our last song is something that I'd say most people know.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Most people know. If you don't, then you're crazy. But...
an animated classic.
Ah, oh, Charlie Brown Christmas. I watched it the other night, and
it was so fun. It aired just the other night, and... Man, I that never gets old.
No, I can probably watch it like 5 times.
You know what does get old?
Every Christmas season.
You know what does get old? The new one.
The new one gets old.
I hate it. You like it.
Well, I like the I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown. I don't like the other.
I've never even seen that one. I mean,
that
the letters
one's cute.
Letters
I mean,
to Santa Claus, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the other one, there's two newer ones. It's I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown, which is actually good. It's an hour long, too. It's a long one.
Oh, wow.
It's new, but... It really is good. Like, the first time it
newer?
Was on...
Is that newer than the letters one?
It might be. I'm not sure.
I think it is.
It might be from the same...
I don't think so. I never saw that one before,
the
dog one. At least
The dog one, I didn't expect to like it. I was just watching it, like, when it came out, just, like, to have something to do. But it is actually good. The other one, not so much. They're all writing, like, letters to Santa.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not great.
It's mildly funny.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of... I really don't like any of the Charlie Brown specials aside from the Christmas one, because I feel like after that one, they kind of overstayed their welcome.
Oh, come on. You have to love It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
No, but I don't.
You should.
I know. I should, but I don't.
Well, you're weird, so...
Well, maybe so, but I'm not crazy about it. I really don't like the Thanksgiving one.
Nah, that's
oh, wow. Stevie's making popcorn and toast. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
And jelly beans.
And jelly beans, yeah. Oh, come on. But
yeah, I don't think I watched that this year.
A Charlie Brown Christmas, though, is a classic. I love it. I watch
Everybody
it every year.
Everybody loves that movie.
Yeah, I watch it
Everybody
every year.
Everybody does. Especially the tree. That is my favorite part of that movie, when he has a little tree.
Of course.
I've killed it. Oh.
I've killed it.
It's so cute.
Little Lucy's like, can't you even tell a good tree from
a
poor
tree?
It's like, yeah, this is 1965. Thank you.
Yeah, really. Oh my god, they're so cute.
The doctor is real in.
Real in.
I really...
Nickels.
Clink.
Christmas time is... Okay, no, I don't think we need that.
Do you have pantophobia?
That's a fear of everything.
It's a great...
We could go on all day.
Yeah, we just saw it the other day, so that really fuels it. But this is the closer, since this is the last song that we're going to do today. This is the closer from A Charlie Brown Christmas. This is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You'll remember that this is when Charlie Brown thinks he's killed the tree. And
all his friends.
He puts one ball at the top of the tree, which who puts it at the top? But anyway, and it just droops over.
Because it's a tree with, like, three branches.
It's the skimpiest tree, most pathetic tree. The poorest tree ever.
The poorest
tree ever. And it just droops over, and he walks away all depressed.
Crestfallen.
That's a good one. SAT. Point. Someone's studying for SATs.
Yeah.
So then all the other kids are like, well, maybe it's not just a bad tree after all. And
they decorate it because they are good friends.
They steal the decorations off of Snoopy's doghouse.
Which, by the way, won first place.
That's true. Yeah, won first place. And since the contest was over, they were just like, let's just take the lights and everything. And apparently there was like garland on the tree, on the house.
Foliage.
Yeah, yeah. It just like...
At the end, the tree is
little miracle
full.
Grow. There's a little miracle grow on top of the house. And you had a beautiful tree. And he comes back and he's like, what?
All surprised. Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
That's indeed what they say. So, then they sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And that's what we're going to play for you right now. And that was the cast of A Charlie Brown Christmas with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I'm not sure if that's Vince Guaraldi playing the organ on there.
Not sure. It might be. Could since be. It's like yeah. his album.
But anyway, it was sung by a lot of little kids. Little Aww. Animated children who apparently...
So cute.
Little animated children who apparently have to take huge breaths between every loo.
And their mouth has to be perfectly round.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. So, but
next time you watch that, pay attention. You say Yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's so nice, you know.
It is. It's just classic Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the.
It's not Christmas
staples.
Without a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the staples of Christmas TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was our last song for the day.
Aw.
Thanks, Steph, for coming to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun to record these podcasts, especially when I have a guest.
So especially when it's Christmas.
Too. Especially when it's Christmas. So this has been the Christmas special for 2008 of Frank's Music Free for All. As always, I want to remind you that you can contact me at frankpodcast@gmail.com, the AIM screen name Frank Podcast, twitter.com/frankpodcast, or www.frankpodcast.tk. And I just want to extend to you the warmest wishes for a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And a happy, happy, happy New Year. I might have a New Year's special out.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, if I can get some songs that would fit the New Year's theme, I will do that. If not, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thanks again, Steph.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
And may all your Christmases be white.